I probably shouldn't start it.
The question was asked, why does the Torah punish certain things with the death penalty? Hashem is perfect. We can't detract from Him. So why does the Torah mandate such penalties? You didn't do anything to Hashem technically when you did in Avera. So I want to address a few different aspects. Want to grab this one to Michael? He didn't get. He got one. Number one, in order for a person to get the death penalty, there are many conditions that have to be met. The person has to do the transgression in the presence of two witnesses. Those two witnesses have to warn him within a second and a half or 2 seconds of his transgression, don't do this because you'll get this and this death penalty based on this and this verse if you do it. Has to be toch kedei dibur. What are the odds of that happening? So firstly, the whole idea of the death penalty is not so common. As the Talmud says, if a court kills a person once in 70 years, it's called a court that's a killing court. You shouldn't be killing so often. How often is considered infrequent? I'm saying how long a court can last. I'm saying it's going to have different members after 70 years. Okay, 70 years, different opinion in the Mishnah, but at any rate, Chazal's expectation was that there wouldn't be a death penalty, and we find that when the people started transgressing more, then the court said, no more death penalty. So what does that tell me? You'd think the opposite. ISIS, right? Set up a squad, get out people out there and take off the heads of those evil transgressors. No! The whole concept of the death penalty is a deterrent. If we have to actually use the death penalty more than as a deterrent, if it has to be applied so often, so then the courts automatically do a self-imposed exile and they say we no longer give the death penalty. That's not what the Torah wanted us to do. So the idea of the death penalty in the Torah is not that the courts should be handing out death sentences on right and left. On the contrary, when people were more sinful, so the court said, we're imposing self-imposed exile, we are not going to give any death penalty. And from that point onward in Jewish history, the Talmud says in Tractate Rosh Hashanah, and in Tractate Sanhedrin, and in Tractate Avodah Zarah, and in Tractate Shabbos, the courts exiled themselves, and the courts would no longer administer the death penalty. So here we have a great insight. The questioner is asking, the death penalty, but God is perfect, and you didn't hurt God. Who said anything about hurting God? The death penalty is for our sake. It's so that our society has the great deterrent. It's not because God says, oh, you did this to me, I'm going to do that to you. Nope. That's not the game. That's not what's going on here. So again, we discussed the warnings and we discussed the idea that it's not supposed to happen. So is Hashem affected at all if we do A or B or C? So our understanding is Hashem says, you didn't hurt me. The people in the Navi Zechariah, they come to the prophet Zechariah and ask, now that the temple's been rebuilt, the second temple, should we continue fasting on the fast days? What does Hashem answer them?
No.
I'll read you the text, or I'll translate the text. Oh. It was the fourth year of Darius. And it was the month of Kislev. And Shar Etzer and Regem Melech and their men came to ask. They asked the priests, the Kohanim, and the prophets, and they asked, the fifth month is coming up. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Fifth month. Month of Av is coming up. And should we continue withholding ourselves from food the way we've done for so many years on the 9th of Av when the temple was destroyed? And so Hashem said to me, says the Navi Zechariah, tell the people and the priests When you used to fast and lament on Tisha B'Av, on Tzom Gedalia, over the destruction, it's been 70 years that you've been fasting. You think I've been fasting? When you eat and drink, you're the ones eating and drinking. What did Hashem just answer that? What's the answer? Am I the one fasting? You're the ones fasting. You're the ones eating. When Jerusalem was established, then Hashem warned you. And then you should have fasted and prevented the destruction. What's the answer? So that's a class for Tisha B'Av. Bezat Hashem, we will discuss that before Tisha B'Av or before the 17th of Tammuz. We will revisit these verses and analyze. It's a long class. Analyze what Zechariah is telling them. But
so why did you ask the question?
What?
Why did you ask the question?
I want you to have a question. It should hurt you that until today you did not have a question. It's an open verse in Zechariah. So if I've affected you to the point where you're bothered, then we've moved forward. Now you'll remember, I have a question. I don't know what Zechariah answered them. Okay, if I annoyed you, good. Guess what? There's a library out there. Go look it up. It's in what they call the 7th chapter of Zechariah. So if it annoys you enough to look it up, good. You'll share the answer with us next Thursday night. And if it annoys you just enough to be annoyed that this class didn't answer you, that's good. Now you'll remember Zechariah didn't, or at least we don't know what Zechariah answered them at this juncture. Yes, Daniel.
When is the fruit cut? In which order? Do they know about the first temple then?
Sure. These were people who were fasting ever since the destruction of the first temple.
Do they know about there's going to be a first temple? Would they prevent that the first temple would happen?
So it seems the Navi Zechariah speaks about a third temple, as does Chizkiyahu. As does Yechezkel, I'm sorry.
Because what you said before, that they should have fasted before the destruction of the first temple. So we're saying all the temples afterwards could be prevented if they are fasted there. And so the answer is yes.
Okay, I hear you. Yes.
So even though the death penalty was infrequent, there are still these 36 sins which results in karet, which is existence from afterlife. So that's still.
That's another question.
That's another question, yeah.
Okay. I'm happy you asked that. It's a good question. That's a whole other question, which divides into actually two questions. So we'll pause here on this question and we'll shift to your question, okay? What I gave was one answer. There are more. This is one aspect of the answer to the Rabbah, but there are more answers to this question. This is, I would say this is part one. If part one suffices for you, so we'll leave it at part one. If you have other questions, then we can move on to part two and part three and part four. This is the beginning, but I think it's enough for the question at hand.